Welcome back to 32 Fans in 32 Days. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how is it rolling?
Well, it's got to roll quickly because we have a lot to get to today. So let's start.
I've got a pep in my step. I am more pumped for this episode than I've been for any episode so far in our 32 Fans in 32 Days. And that's because we're talking about our quarterbacks, and we've done our annual preseason quarterback rankings.
Yeah, so quarterback rankings, but also we are doing a team preview today. That's the 19th-ranked San Francisco 49ers, who are the team.
And there's a method to our madness. So you're listening to this on Friday, August 23rd, but we are recording it on Tuesday morning, August 20th. And last night, Jimmy G stepped onto a football field for the first time since his injury to start early last season, and he went 0-for-6 with an interception, a quarterback ranking of 0. Or what, did he go 1-for-6? Whatever. He was very, very bad, and people are worried about him.
Yeah, the big take today is, are we sure Jimmy G is good? Everyone's getting nervous. Yeah. I mean, is it possible he's not healthy? I couldn't answer that question, but I think he's fine. Everyone is dropping the stat, which we've seen all summer, which is, you know, Jimmy G's numbers and Nick Mullins' numbers were incredibly similar last year.
Yeah, yeah. And people were saying that as a credit to
Nick Mullins,
to the coaching.
Yeah.
But the question is, what is Jimmy G? Now, I'm looking at last season's quarterback rankings in the preseason. You had Jimmy G at 15.
Yeah.
I had him down at 20. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously he didn't do anything to prove either one of us right or wrong. He was bad, but he was bad in very limited playing time.
Yes.
You know, he lost the Vikings week one, and then week two is when he got injured.
Yeah, but he's barely played since then. So there's not, you know, we could drop all the takes we want. I'm sure they're spending the entire morning on ESPN talking about him, but... You know, there's very little, you know, we could project what he's going to do, but there's no real, like, data to give. So let me give you the Niners core eight, and then let's talk quarterbacks. Jimmy Garoppolo, Nick Bosa, George Kittle, D. Ford, DeForest Buckner, Lakin Tomlinson, Joe Staley, Mike McGlinchey. So it's a pretty, it gets a little old at the end, but it's a pretty solid core kit.
Yeah, I mean, I said this at the end of yesterday's episode. To me, like, number 19, this is the first team that I think is going into the season with the expectation that it's going to make the playoffs.
I don't know. I mean, if Nick Bosa is Joey Bosa, then that's certainly possible. I just don't know.
Yeah, well, I think Nick Bosa is Donald Trump on social media.
But. I don't know. Yeah, I think I would actually make the tier after this. I would put the Niners with the Jaguars and the Jets in a tier below. But I would say Kyle Shanahan is... you know, maybe such a genius that he took a UDFA.
Well, I mean, I think I mostly agree with you, especially after what we saw out of Jimmy G.
Yeah.
I think, next week, you know, because again, it's Friday right now as you're listening to this, next week is when we really get into the playoff teams. Now, there's not going to be 18 teams in the playoffs. There's only going to be 12, but each of the 18 teams we're going to list is going to say it's a disappointing season if they don't make the playoffs. San Francisco, they could go 8-8, 9-7, miss the playoffs and say, you know, it was a solid year, it was a bounce back year. We got to see Jimmy G healthy, and now next year is when we make our real
playoffs. They're not, they wouldn't be devastated if they missed the playoffs. I mean, you couldn't really complain.
Yeah. So, okay, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, I just want to get to the quarterbacks. Do we have a lot to say about the 49ers? Or?
Not really. I mean, I maybe, but the quarterbacks are more interesting. Let's go to the QBs because this is an interesting
Now, sneak preview. You said, I said on yesterday's episode that you said that this podcast might end. We might have such a bad fight. I might be so enraged by one of your rankings. It's so bad that you won't even tell me your rankings.
Yeah, I didn't send you my rankings ahead of time because I thought it would be more interesting to fight on air. So, okay, so let's go. Number 32. Who's your number 32?
All right. Okay. So, and we'll share this chart as well in the show notes. You can see a link to the Google Doc where we have our spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. Once Akiva tells me all his picks, we each ranked the 32 presumed starters for each of the 32 teams. That's it. We're not ranking backup quarterbacks, right?
No. No. You should have one per team.
No, I did list. The top 10 backup quarterbacks, in my opinion. Or let me rephrase. They're not the top 10 backup quarterbacks. They are the top backup quarterbacks and then the backup quarterbacks who we expect to see on the field.
Okay, so if we have time at the end, you can get there. But let's get to the starters.
So your Daniel Jones, your Drew Locke, your rookies, guys who we expect to actually see.
Yeah, I'd say Jones, Locke, Haskins should not be on this list, but all might play this year.
Yeah, and Josh Rosen and Nick Mullins maybe.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. All five of those guys might. Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett is on my list just because, who knows what's going on with the health of... But all right, so let's start with number 32, the worst.
I think we'll have the same backup, but I think Case Keenum will be 32 for both of us.
Yeah, so we have Case Keenum 32. Colt McCoy's injured, so Keenum has this job locked down at least to start.
I feel like Case Keenum in 1989 would have been like 15th on this list, though. Like, he's not that
well,
bad.
Well, look, Case Keenum had that one magical year for Minnesota, and he went to Denver, and he is what he thought he was.
Yeah.
He's about between like the 30th and 36th best quarterback in the league. He would be a good backup, but he should not be
in a league where everyone has at least a presumed idea at QB. You know, Case Keenum is not the answer. But, you know, A, their presumed starter had a horrific injury last year, and B, he's not even the present because Dwayne Haskins is, and C, they try to play Colt McCoy over him. He just can't stay healthy.
Yeah. Which is, he's not the president.
Well, he's
not
better than
Colt
McCoy. I think we could say that about him.
Yeah, I probably. Now, just to give you an idea of sort of his consistency as, again, as a backup quarterback, not as a starter. So, you know, my stat that I like to use is CQBR plus. So for the uninitiated, quarterback ranking, traditional stat that everyone knows about, it takes into account only a quarterback's passing. So it does not take into account his running ability. It does not take into account if he's getting sacked a lot, if he's releasing the ball in time, if he's fumbling a lot. So I try and take all of that into account. I get to a quarterback ranking number. And then quarterback ranking, Chester quarterback ranking plus is I just the same way that you have, you know, plus stats on like Baseball Reference, for example. It's just 100 is the league average every year. So if you're 100, you're a perfectly average quarterback. Anything above that is good. You're X percent better than the average. And if you're below that, you're X percent worse. So Case Keenum's, and obviously it was in limited playing time, but his CQBR plus in 2016 on the Rams was 84.1. So he was 16% worse than the average quarterback. In 2018, it was 87.2. So 84, 87, very similar range. And then the outlier was the year with the Vikings where he was 117. So he went from 15% below average to 15% above average, then he went back to 15% below average. So he is what we think he is. He's not good. No more time needs to be spent on him.
Okay.
So who's your number 31?
Joe Flacco.
Okay. That's fine. I have him at 30. I have Josh Allen at 31.
Yeah, I have Allen at 29. And so you have, where do you have Fitzpatrick? 30?
I have Fitzpatrick at 28.
And where do you, and then I and then Eli is the
yeah,
other guy in the tier.
I have Eli at 29.
Yeah, so we have the same tier: Eli, Allen, Fitzpatrick, and Flacco.
So we have the same bottom five.
Yes.
Wait, so hold on. So you have Fitzpatrick 30, and you have Eli 20.
Yeah, but don't worry, I will send you it afterwards. You don't have to make the numbers as we go here.
No, I'm just paying. Okay,
be
so
present.
We have the same bottom five.
Yes.
The order is a little different. Josh Allen, he was like, he was the number one quarterback in fantasy the last few weeks of the year. And I think because, you know, he runs a lot and he adds value there. And so I think people are getting confused into thinking he might be a decent quarterback. But he is probably the least accurate quarterback we've seen in the NFL since.
Yeah, well, the NFL completion percentage is coming close to 65% as an entire league, including backups. So
no, it was. Yeah, the league average
was like 64.7 or something. So,
yeah,
you can't be Mark Sanchez anymore. You'll get even more exposed than 10 years ago.
Yeah. And by the way, even with his running ability, you know, and again, CQBR plus takes running into account. Guys like Mike Vick always have done very well in that set. His CQBR plus was 86.9 last year. Only one quarterback was worse than him last year who's on our list today, and we'll get to him in a second. So Josh Allen, even with his running, was not good last year.
No, not good.
Now, we've seen guys suck in their first year. I mean, 86.9, just for point of reference, is exactly what Mitchell Trubisky had in his rookie year.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say Allen's hopeless. I would say, obviously, there's more upside than the
I'm
other
I'm not
four
saying
guys
he's hopeless, but going into the year,
it's
just I don't know how you can have him anywhere outside, like, the bottom three or four.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so let's go to the—
Flacco and Eli, there's nothing more you need to say about those guys.
Yeah.
Fitzpatrick, the same. I actually have Fitzpatrick one spot ahead of those two because we've seen Fitzpatrick. He's been a good—
Yeah, he won them games. He won them games just 1 year ago.
Three of the last 4 years, he had a good year for the Jets. Yeah. I mean, like, Fitzpatrick has been better in his 30s than
he was
in
his 20s.
Of
too good to be a backup, not good enough to be a starter. He's like a quadruple A sort of. He's the equivalent of, like, a guy with 40 home runs in triple A, but then comes up—
But again,
like,
I'd rather have him than Eli or Flacco. Or
I would agree. All right, so the next tier, I have Mariota at 27.
All right. So last year you had Mariota at 17.
Yeah, I mean, but again—
He had the worst year of his career.
Yeah, he was awful last year. And he's going to start running less, so he's going to really have to rely on his arm, like every single run.
Yeah, I
have
him at 24. I'm going to give him one more chance. I mean, 24 is not good, obviously, but everybody below him has proven absolutely nothing.
I mean, he's
far.
Literally 25, so obviously, like, this is not necessarily a finished product. We're only in year five. He's never played 16 games in a year. He's never missed the majority of the season, but he's played 12, 15, 15, and 13. He has a 500 record, essentially. His completion percentage went up substantially last year. But
dinking and dunking.
But with dinking and dunking, yes.
Yeah.
His average yards of attempt was 7.2, which is higher than 6.2 the year before, but still really low. There is still, like, what is Mariota's ceiling at this point? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's just interesting to me that both of us last year had Mariota dramatically higher than Jameis. Both of us last year had Jameis 25. And Mariota 17.
Yeah, well, Jameis had a lot of issues before last season also.
Yeah, but Jameis had one of his worst seasons last year also. He was not good last year. He was a backup.
Now,
he was
they quietly had a terrible offensive line last year. So I do think, like...
Okay, but Ryan Fitzpatrick with the exact same offensive line was dramatically better than him.
No, I'm talking about Mariota. We're not up to Jameis yet.
Sorry. Okay. So Mariota, it's a problem, though, when you're 4 years in the league, you've gotten worse, not better.
By the way, I
mean, he took a big jump in year two. And that's when we had all our hope for him. And yeah, he's going in the wrong direction. I mean, if Mariota does not have a good season, I think the Titans cut bait.
No,
right?
I don't. He would have to be so bad. I just don't think they're going
to
have.
Well, they have to give him a $20 million a year plus contract.
Have to, I mean, it would have to be more than that for sure. But
yeah, and I'm saying they're not going
to
do that unless if he repeats what he did.
Who
in
are you going to sign? You're going to sign Ryan Fitzpatrick?
That.
Like, there aren't enough guys. I don't think. Like, there's no one who's going to be available. What if you did a challenge trade where it was like Winston for Mariota? That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I mean, yeah, so both teams get the do-over from the draft in 2015. Here's the thing. You can pay $20 million a year for, like, Andy Dalton, Derek Carr, Joe Flacco when you're expecting league-average performance.
Yeah.
But Mariota was below league average last year. Yeah. And so if he's below league average again, I just don't
see
how
he gets worse, then you could say, like, well, now that he is less reliant on his legs, like what is sort of special here?
Yeah. It's a real make or break year for Mariota in a number
of
ways.
Okay, so wait, so I had Mariota at 27. Is that where you had him?
No, I have him at 24.
Okay, so I have Mitch Trubisky at 26.
Okay, so that's way, 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 way too low. Now, last year, coming into the season, Mitch Trubisky was dead last for me, 32. Mm-hmm. He was 29 for you. So you saw Mitch Trubisky be a top 10 quarterback statistically, and you move him up from 29 to 26.
Well, he wasn't really a top 10 quarterback.
Statistically, he was.
I mean, what statistics? Like, he wasn't that good.
Yeah. Again, so in CQBR plus, he was 108.3.
Maybe you have to break CQBR plus.
By comparison, Ben Roethlisberger and Deshaun Watson were 108.6. Aaron Rodgers was 104.8.
I mean, I guess the case for Trubisky.
Trubisky had a very good year. I don't buy him still totally, right? Mm-hmm. But to say that he's 26 is unfair. I have him at 19, which is, you know, sort of in the average range.
I was about to say that 18 to 27 is a tier. So anywhere from, you know, because I do think these guys
are
close.
There's a big difference to me. 18, like Mitch Trubisky, you can win 11 games with him. And you know how I know that? Because the Bears literally.
Okay, the Titans won 9 games with Mariota with a much worse team. So your premise is out the window.
Yeah, well, actually, they didn't. They won one of those games with playing Yoel Gabbert.
Okay,
so.
True. Yeah, so Trubisky, I mean, you want to go to bat for Trubisky. He's looked actually really bad this offseason. Is he going to keep getting better? Maybe, and then we'll talk. But to me, I don't see it.
All right, so that's our first decent-sized disagreement. Now, I have a 27, a guy you haven't even mentioned yet, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I have Darnold at the 25. But more, I think, more upside than Trubisky. I think more upside than
Darnold
Josh
was
Allen.
Worse as a rookie than Trubisky was.
Yes.
And then Trubisky had a great second season. If Darnold has the second season Trubisky has, you'll be through the moon. So you're projecting Darnold to do better
with
than
a much
Trubisky,
worse team and a much, much worse offensive line.
The Jets have a worse offensive line than the Bears? But the Jets, you were just saying on our Jets podcast yesterday, the Jets have a good offensive line.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, maybe I wasn't listening.
Yeah, no, Darnold had a lot of troubling stats.
I don't want to spend too much time talking about these rookies and these second-year guys because, you know, we need to see them prove it.
There's less
the field.
Of a body of work.
Yeah, and we don't have a major disagreement, 27 or 25, so that's fair.
Okay.
All right, at 26, I have Kyler Murray.
So I have Kyler at 23. I had Foles at 24.
I have Foles at 25, Kyler at 26.
I am surprised. You were so down on Foles with the Jaguars podcast. I am kind of surprised you didn't have him the worst of this whole tier. And maybe we're being silly. Maybe Mariota is better than Foles and Darnold's better. I mean, I don't know. Like, you were so down.
Wait,
on
so Foles. You have Foles at 24.
24,
you said?
Yeah,
and I'm 25, so we're in the same place.
Okay, there's not. We just talked about Foles yesterday.
Nick Foles to me is a slightly better version of Case Keenum. Mm-hmm. He'd be a good backup. He'd be a great backup, and he's a poor starter. But everybody
but
below
you,
Nick Foles.
If you think that, then I think you have to have Darnold and Trubisky ahead of him.
No, I don't. Because Darnold is a very bad starter. Darnold right now is not a starting quarterback in the NFL. He has yet to prove he can be a starting quarterback in the
NFL.
Man,
you should watch the preseason tape. You'd be like,
you
oh, this is the best player in the NFL.
He had good weeks 15 and 16, but he had an awful week 14 and an awful week 17.
He didn't have a bad week 17.
Sam Darnold right now is not
a good team got killed, and they didn't have any players on the field.
I would rather have Darnold than Nick Foles if I'm the Jets or even Kirk Cousins because I'm trying to build for the future.
Yeah.
But if I wanted to win one game right now, 100% I'd take Nick Foles over Sam Darnold.
Sam is the king. All right, at 23 I have Kyler Murray, who's the only rookie on this list and is very stupid to rank, but I just think his upside is I mean, we talked about this a little bit, but like, since Andrew Luck, is there anybody who's coming in week one we're assuming they're going to be good? I'm trying to think of guys in our life, like Rick Meyer was sort of like that, and he was good, but then never bounced back.
Cam Newton's an example, obviously.
This is like everyone's expecting Kyler to be good week one. There's so much pressure.
Matt Ryan, I think people have.
But I just think he's going to get demolished by the O line. I do think that's his issue.
Yeah. I mean, again, Kyler Murray, the reason I have him one spot behind Nick Foles and you know, one spot behind Marcus Mariota and Andy Dalton and Derek Carr, those are all, like, you know, guys who can be average quarterbacks. We've seen it.
Yeah.
And the expectation for Kyler is that he's going to be better than that, but, you know, I want to see it first.
Now, speaking of guys who could be average quarterbacks, at 22, I have Dak, and to me, I think you could make a case. You're not going to like this, but it's true. You could make a case to have Dak all the way down to 27.
No, that's insane.
Because you just you don't look at the guys on the field. You're just looking at his numbers. But every single guy in the NFL, every single guy we've discussed, if they had Dak's offensive line and the best running back in football, could have easily done what Dak did. Which, by the way,
Hold on a second. Last year, Bill Barnwell, every single summer, every single August, he comes up with this list. He ranks the skill position guys, the running backs, receivers, tight ends for every team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Do you remember where he had the Cowboys?
In 2018?
Yes.
I mean, they were probably very low because the receivers
were bad.
He had
them dead last. Dead last.
Okay, but
with Zeke Elliott. Dead last. Yeah. Last. Last.
It doesn't matter. It's more important to have a good offensive line.
Dak Prescott has less weapons than any quarterback in the NFL.
You know what's a weapon? Having five above-average blockers, which only Carson Wentz also has.
But you know what? The Tennessee Titans have an amazing offensive line also.
They had a bad offensive line last year.
Well, they were a little bit injured, but they've had a good offensive line for most of Mariota's, you know, career. Dak Prescott, now, the one concern is that he's gotten worse.
Every year, his QBR has gone from 79 to 69 to not very nice 59. So this year, it could be atrocious. He did dink and dunk a little last year.
His CQBR plus, by the way, went from 121, literally the greatest for a rookie in NFL history, to 106 to 102. But 102 is still above average. And again, he has the worst weapons in the NFL.
No. I mean, any team with a good offensive line and a great running back can't have the worst weapons. No. By definition,
he has no one.
Almost every GM would want that.
His primary job is to throw the ball, and he has nobody to whom he can throw the ball.
I'd rather have Cole Beasley and five good linemen than five bad linemen and Odell Beckham.
Well, I disagree because I'm a Vikings fan, and I've seen what you can do with two good receivers and no offensive line.
Yeah, make your bad quarterback look good. So Dak Prescott, 22 for me. Where do you have him?
Yeah. Now, by the way, you had Dak 12 last year.
Yeah, but I'm off the Dak train. I realize that if you put Andy Dalton on this team, they'd be better. Yeah. And that's why I have Dalton 21.
He's had a good offensive line and you know, a Hall of Fame receiver. I just think you're being you're giving Dak no credit for everything he's done with no weapons to throw the ball to, and you're taking away all the credit, like, because he's had a good offensive line. And, you know, that's fine. And look, I mean,
22 doesn't mean he sucks. There's a lot of good quarterbacks in the league. I ranked him ahead of my
quarterback.
Well, you
just said he could have been 27. So, I mean, that doesn't
mean he sucks. I said you could make him a 27.
I had Dak at 8 last year, and I've dropped him all the way down to 15. So I've dropped him down a bit also. I'm off the Dak train also, but relative to you, I'm, like, driving the train.
I don't know.
All right. So that you wanted a fight, that we got a fight, but I think there's another one coming, right?
Probably. So Andy Dalton, I have at 21. Carr, I have at 20. Winston, I have at 19.
Right, and I have Dalton at 23 and Carr at 22.
We just discussed those three guys a few days ago, but that is a clear tier, we said. Winston, Carr, Dalton.
Winston, Carr, yes. And I have James at 21. You have him at 19?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, we have those three guys exactly consecutively. But again, Jameis Winston, to bring up CQBR Plus, has never been at 100. He's been below average all 4 years in the league. He's never been a league average quarterback. So why we have him ahead of a guy, why you have him ahead of a guy like Dak, who's never been a below-average quarterback, a bit unfair, but, you know, whatever. Derek Carr also, by the way, you know, last year he had a big dip, but before that he was better than Jameis. So, but whatever, those guys are all on the
okay.
Now, where do you have Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson, I'll get to him in a second. Okay. So my 18 is your quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
And no, I thought that would be our big fight, but I guess you don't care.
Oh.
So Kirk Cousins is the most overrated player right now in the Chester stats-only universe. Like, just basic stats, not advanced stats universe. Kirk Cousins last year was one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL with no pressure. Why is that an issue? Because usually there's no pressure. You get pressured less than you don't. So when there was literally nothing happening with two of the best receivers in football on his team, he was actually really, really, really bad.
Right, where are these stats? Because he was pressured more than any quarterback in the league last year.
I didn't say he wasn't pressured. I said when he wasn't pressured, he was atrocious.
Oh, so maybe it was such a rare occasion that he didn't know what to do.
Well, normally, right. Now, what's weird is that the biggest knock on Cousins, as you know, is not that he's bad under pressure, but that sometimes he's unaware that there's actually a defender on his blind side, which is a very strange thing. But if you watch a lot of Vikings games like you do, like, he will sort of get hit out of nowhere more than almost any other quarterback in the league. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I disagree because I had Teddy Bridgewater, but before that, and Teddy Bridgewater, that was constantly happening too. So Cousins is a dramatic improvement in that respect. The knock on Cousins has been that he shrinks in big games, which I think is sort of a retroactive justification people give, because every time he has a good game, they don't count it as a big game. You know, he had that amazing comeback against the Packers, for example. I guess playing in Lambeau is not a big game now. You know, my issue with Cousins is, you know, it's funny that you complain about how bad he is with no pressure, because he's never in that circumstance because the Vikings have no offensive line.
Right.
And he's been very good.
I mean, you're still usually in that circumstance. Nobody's pressured on the majority of their snaps. That doesn't happen mathematically.
Yeah, but he's pressured on, what, 43% or something like that?
But you're supposed to be good when there's no pressure. Anyway, so with Zimmer, Stefanski, Kubiak, Rick Dennison, they have, like, this great crew of minds, and they have
But not quarterback-friendly minds.
Okay.
Maybe Kubiak, but the rest of them are all, you know, defense running.
They have one of the most underrated running backs in the league, and probably the best receiving duo, and a good tight end. And again, similar to what we said with Dak, a lot of people could do what they do. This was a dink and dunk offense. They threw short the second most in the NFL, only Derek Carr, who's Mr. Dink and Dunk.
But do you know why that is? That's because they have to get the ball out within 3 seconds every time, because their offensive line is terrible.
Right, but what happened when they didn't have to get the ball out? He was even worse, is what I'm saying.
It never happens. I don't know what you're talking about.
It usually happens, because you're not under pressure every play. I'll send you the stats.
Can you show me the stats you're referring to, please?
I'll send you the stats.
Yeah. I mean, Kirk Cousins, I have him at 9. Honestly, between 9 and 18, there's not a huge gap, because these guys are all guys who can play like a Pro Bowler at times and can play poorly at times.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I thought he was a league average QB last year, but I think he has literally zero upside. I think he has a couple weird...
I mean, statistically, he's been dramatically above average every year of his career.
He was not dramatically above average last year.
He was 106.5.
On what? On Chester QBR? That's your stat.
Yeah, he was better than Aaron Rodgers. He was better than Dak Prescott, Baker Mayfield.
I mean, his real QBR was 62. I think he was 13th in DVOA, which was the highest on him.
His ESPN QBR, you're saying.
Yes, his ESPN QBR.
Yeah.
He's a league average quarterback with zero upside and way above average weapons.
The upside is that he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL for 2 years in Washington with no weapons. Now, again, it's concerning that he's gotten worse from where he was in 2015 and 2016. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, whatever. You could win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins. You can.
Yeah, but you'd need to have... But I mean, you can't, because you'd need to have, like...
You need an offensive
line. You need to have an offensive line and your 2017 defense, which isn't coming back anytime soon. Okay, so no big fight there, but we're not totally on the same page with Cousins. I said that Stafford would be my league average quarterback, and I have him in the middle at 17. If you wanted to knock him down further for his awful last year, I would have zero problem. But where do you have Matt Stafford?
Well, I mean, you had him 7 last year, which is
I know, crazy. But I valued his consistency, his ability to stay on the field, and now I realize that he is just like a whole. He's like a mush. He's like a whole product of.
Yeah, I have him exactly at 17 as well. Now you haven't mentioned Jimmy G yet.
Yeah. So had I done these rankings yesterday, you asked me where I have Lamar. I have Lamar at 16 and Jimmy G at 15. Had I done these rankings again today, Jimmy G might have been 32nd. But I had to stay honest and keep him at 15. But I agree, he's on.
So you had Jimmy G at 15 last year. He missed the whole year, and you keep him at the same spot. All right, that's fine.
I mean,
so you'd rather have Garoppolo, who's never proven anything, than Cousins?
Yes, but I also think I would move Lamar Jackson up one and put Lamar Jackson over Jimmy G.
And Lamar Jackson also, by the way, who he's a dynamic, you know, weapon, but can he be a quarterback?
I mean, he was really good by the
end of
last year.
He can't run the ball 20 times a game and stay alive.
Again, what he did last year was with no training as a starter, with a whole training camp. I do think he can. The problem is, if you're running 20 times a game, you're never going to stay on the field. It's not going to happen. It's never happened in league history. So he's. I mean, he has to learn that he is too valuable
to
do that.
Ace Parker was doing it in 1929, but it was a different
league. All right, so where do you have Lamar at 17?
I have Lamar Jackson at 20.
Okay, there's no real argument. To me, we're still out of the A tier. At 14, I have Jared Goff.
Yeah, I have him at 16.
You know, you could make a case that Goff is in the 20s just because.
Well, but you could also make a case that Goff is top 10 based on the actual performance.
But you look
but
at he has the,
that he's a system
he's
guy.
A system guy. If he wasn't picked first, nobody would have him anywhere near 14, even though he was in the Super Bowl last year. And the Super Bowl didn't help his case. At 13, I have Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I have him at 14. I think we're both a little bit too high on him,
honestly. I don't think so. I think that next year he's going to be in the single digits almost definitely. But I just don't want to anoint him yet.
Like, to be an above average, and he wasn't very much above average, but to be above average at all as a rookie is so unique.
Yeah, it was an amazing year. He only started 13 games, right?
Only.
I'm saying, like, he broke the touchdown record in 13 games. He threw over 2 touchdowns a game. Yeah, he's like Pete Alonso. He was an above average quarterback last year, right?
No, I said he was, but just by a little bit, yeah. All right. Okay, number 13. We're up to number 13. Wait, hold on. You're at... Oh, because you have Cousins already. All right, I'm up to number 13. That's where Ben Roethlisberger shows
up. Yeah, I mean, to me, 9, 10, 11, they're all the same. So I have Roethlisberger at 9. I am interested to see him this year without Antonio Brown. But it just seems like that team prints weapons. That the scouting staff offensively on that team is just so much better than every other team. I know their wide receiver coach who just passed maybe had something to do with it. Like, it just seems like every year they just have a new star, you know, from Mike Wallace on down. Guys who were never hyped draft picks, who they're like, okay, now Juju Smith-Schuster is going to become like the third.
The top
it's crazy.
Receiver.
And it's like, we know it's going to happen, even though he hasn't really been in that role yet. But Ben has a lot to do with it. Obviously, zero upside for Ben Roethlisberger. Can only get worse. So 9 is maybe a little bit of a sort of a career achievement. If you put him at 13, 14, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. Now, I have Cam at 12.
Yeah, I have Cam at 12 also.
Yeah. Now, the issue with Cam, I think, is, well, first of all, credit where it's due. He had his best season since his MVP season this past year.
Yeah, but then collapsed down the stretch, except he was definitely injured.
Yeah. Well, he was obviously injured. Yeah. I mean, and they ended up sitting him once they were eliminated from the playoffs. To me, Cam and Roethlisberger are in a very similar situation. And, you know, if you want to put one over the other, you know, Cam's younger and I think has a little more upside at this point.
Yeah, I mean, Cam is not young. He's obviously much younger than Ben, but he's not young. He is 30. But he is still improving his, you know, after an entire career of completion percentages in the 50s, he completely remade his game last year and put his completion percentage into the high 60s, which was amazing. He ran a little bit less, and I think that number will go under 100 carries this year. I do think that Cam has a big time year in him, probably, if he could stay healthy.
All right. And do you like his weapons this year?
No. I mean, McCaffrey is people are going a little crazy with McCaffrey in fantasy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he had a very good year. All right. Now, I have Phillip Rivers at number 11.
Yeah, I mean, talk about guys with no upside. I do think, like...
Well, what do you mean no upside? Phillip Rivers is coming off the best year he's had.
Well, you
in
think he's
going to
get better? He's No, I'm just saying, like...
I mean, you assume when guys hit their late 30s that at some point they're going to hit the wall. But Rivers, you know, after an abysmal 2016 where he was throwing interceptions nonstop, he improved last year, and then he improved in 2017, and then last year he was an MVP candidate.
Yeah,
again.
So I ranked the R's Rivers, Roethlisberger, Ryan with one guy in between them. But I had Rivers at 7, but I think these guys are very interchangeable in the 7 to 11 range.
All right. Okay, fine. And then, so then you have Carson Wentz at 11 then?
Yes, I have Carson Wentz at 11, correct.
Okay, I have him at 10. You know, the biggest concern I have for Wentz is that he can't stay healthy.
I mean, it's literally the reason why he's 11. He could easily be 3 next year if he stays healthy for 16 games.
Well, I mean... Well, okay,
and we should punish him a little bit because he has such...
In 2017, until he got injured, he had the year sort of what Andy Dalton had in 2015 before he got injured.
It is possible that'll be the best year of his career. I mean, it's definitely possible.
And then we saw the Eagles do just as well without him with garbage career backup Nick Foles. So, you know...
He's turning 28 this season. He's turning 27. Sorry, he's turning 27 this season.
Carson Wentz, this is a big year for him because he's not going to be number 10 on this list next year. He's either going to be number 5 or he's going to be number 18.
Okay, I'm with you. Except he might be number 10. But your point stands.
All right, who do you have at number 10?
Well, I have Matt Ryan at 10, Roethlisberger at 9, and Rivers at 7.
Matt Ryan at 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so just so we can review, last year we both had Matt Ryan at number 5. Mm-hmm. Matt Ryan had the second best year of his career last year. It would be the best year if not for the otherworldly, you know, Super Bowl 2016 season he had. Mm-hmm. And you rewarded him by dropping him 5 spots.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's no difference to me. I mean, I guess you could flip Ryan and Rivers.
There's a huge difference. To me, the top 5 are in a tier by themselves.
My tier is a little different than yours. To me, Ryan has such ludicrous weapons. I mean, who are we talking about? Has a Julio Jones and a Ridley and a running game and an above-average line. Like... You know, what happens when Ryan had the scenarios where, you know, like 2017, where the weapons just weren't there, and he was...
But he was... 2017, his numbers, because he had, like, this ridiculous regression with touchdowns. Mm-hmm. But he still was one of the better quarterbacks in the league in 2017, and the proof of it is that last year, going into the year, after seeing him in 2017, you had him number 5.
Yeah, I mean, okay, maybe this is a dumb ranking at 10. Maybe Ryan should be, like, 6.
Yeah, 10 is way too low. I'm sorry.
But I
he should not be below Phillip Rivers. He should not be below Ben.
Wait, so where do you have Deshaun Watson?
The worst
Watson?
Thing you can say about Matt Ryan is that he's Phillip Rivers but younger.
Where do you have Deshaun Watson?
I have Deshaun Watson at 7.
Okay, so I have Watson at 8. So we're not so far off.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, do you have any Watson numbers?
He did not repeat the insanity of what he did in 2017. He started slow a little bit last year, but, you know, he was also coming off the injury.
His numbers were a little boring compared to what we thought they'd be. He threw less interceptions.
Yeah, also, sort of Patrick Mahomes stole a lot of his thunder.
Yeah.
We felt about Watson through seven games in 2017 the way that we felt.
All, the only thing you could say about Watson last year was that he was an above-average quarterback. He was not elite at all. He was probably between the 10th, 12th, 13th best QB in the league. Where was he in CQBR? He did play and start all 16 games, which is a big deal. And his offensive line completely fell apart, and like to the point where they were barely an NFL team anymore. Now,
yeah, but that's why I think he deserves credit.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's why he
should be
7 or 8. I had
him as the eighth best quarterback in the
league. Okay, I mean that's higher than any metric I saw, but that's not crazy.
Yeah, but again, I give credit for.
And then who's your 7, Ryan?
No, my 7 is Deshaun Watson.
Okay, fine. So then, do we have the same top 6? Where do you have Matt Ryan?
No, we don't. I have Matt Ryan at 6.
All right, then who?
I have Andrew Luck at 8.
Oh, okay. So I have Luck at 3.
Okay,
but this has been an argument for 5 years though. Andrew Luck.
First of all, he's not even healthy right now.
Okay.
He might not even be.
So the truth is, if we're really factoring in health, then you could put Luck behind Ryan, Roethlisberger, Rivers, all these guys.
Yeah.
But
Andrew Luck last year, in what was the second best year of his career, right, mm-hmm. had an amazing year. I have him number 5 last year, the 5th best quarterback in the league.
Okay.
So how do you jump him from 5 to 3 when he's currently injured?
Well, because the reason is because...
You had him, by the way, you had him at 16 last year, but lower than me. So you say we always disagree. Last year, I was higher on Luck than you were.
Because my 4 and 5 guys, I think, are guaranteed to be worse than last year.
Because they're 40 years old, you're saying.
Yeah, because they're 40. Because I think Breeze and Brady, it's just insulting. Not that they're going to be bad. I think the wheels will fall off for one of them. It's unfair to predict which one, but I think it's crazy to predict that they're going to have a better year, regular season, than Andrew Luck is going.
Now, Keith, I need to ask you a question, because we just got bombed, okay?
No, we're keeping going here.
So we're calling an audible.
Calling an audible, yeah.
We're canceling the bomb.
Canceling, this is because we're not talking about a team. You can only get bombed if you're talking about a team. That's the rule.
Got it. So we will not be coming back to discuss the 49ers after this.
No, there's no more Niners talk.
All right, okay, so I think that you're way too high on Luck. Could Luck be 3? Yeah, but right now, like, who would you rather have?
I'd rather have Luck for this year than Tom Brady. I know that that's sacrilegious, but I think it's true.
No, because Tom Brady, even though he's 42 years old, I just trust him to be playing 16 games a lot more than I trust Luck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but number 5 is Tom Brady for me. Where do you have him?
Yeah, I have Brady at 5.
All right, now we both had him number 1 last year, consensus.
Yeah, and by the way, he could be the number 1 quarterback again this year. I just think the odds, there's no history of a 42-year-old guy.
Yeah, he's gotten worse 3 years in a row. He's still been very good.
Yeah.
But he's gotten worse 3 years in a row, and he's 42 years
old. And he has, like, more miles on him than even a normal 42-year-old.
And he lost Gronk, which is, you know...
They don't have special weapons. He has more miles on him than most because he plays an extra month of the season than every other quarterback. I mean, it's insane what he's doing. And maybe it won't stop for 5 more years, but I think at this point, every year, there's at least, like, a 34% chance that it's it.
Yeah. All right, so 5 is fine for him. And then I have Drew Brees at 4.
Same thing. I have Brees at 4. So then we're kind of flipping 3 and 6 in a little way.
So you have Russell Wilson.
I have Wilson at 6, but I understand if you want to have Wilson at 3.
Now Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. We both have him at 2 last year. I think we're both having him at 2 again this year.
Yeah, I have Rodgers at 2. You don't want to talk about Wilson for a second? I mean, to me, Wilson is wonderful, and he's underrated by a lot of mysterious writers, but I don't think there are very few metrics where Wilson is just like the second or third best QB in the league. Whereas everyone else we mentioned, you could find some stats that they're the best at, or they're at least.
Yeah, but Russell Wilson, over the course of his career, has never, I guess Doug Baldwin a little bit, but he's never had elite options to throw the ball to.
But
he's never had a good offensive line.
Last year, Tyler Lockett was like the best receiver he's ever had. So he had a perfect passer rating. I mean, obviously, he gets a lot of the credit for this. Perfect passer rating to throw the ball.
But I give a lot more credit for that for Wilson than I do.
Okay, that's fair.
The reason I have Wilson.
But by the way, they have other guys on their team. Baldwin collapsed last year and retired. Tyler Lockett went longer than anybody in the league and caught the most passes. It's funny because his numbers were very ordinary for fantasy, so people don't realize. Like, oh, Tyler Lockett went deep every play and caught every single pass thrown to him all season, and they did not. They had like 8 incompletions. It was numbers that nobody's ever seen before in the history of the NFL.
Yeah. But the reason that I have Russell Wilson all the way up at number 3 is because the way I'm thinking about this is if I'm putting a team together and I don't know what else I'm going to have on that team, right? There's no circumstance in which I can't succeed with Russell Wilson.
Drew Brees
and Tom Brady, cannot run.
Yeah,
at this point.
A bad offensive line. You know, we haven't seen it in a few years, but you go back to the Denver season. Like, a bad offensive line will fail Brady.
Yeah. And Russell Wilson, I think he can do anything, and I think that he's not going to be, he's not going to win you an MVP, but I think he's going to get you to 10 wins, no matter what you put around him. Mm-hmm. And you know, he can move, he can use his feet. There's those plays where he'll run like 25 yards in the backfield and then get rid of the ball, which no one else, with the possible exception of Aaron Rodgers, can do. So I just I always appreciate Russell Wilson. To me, he's always, I see, we both him at 4 last year, so you have him down at just a smidge.
This is his age 31 season. I would say he ran a little bit less last year, but if I was him, I would basically completely stop running.
Yeah, he's into his 30s, so. Well, designed runs, but yeah, but he's still running to, you know, keep.
I mean, I would never get hit. I would not, I would, if I was him, even to, like, do the Eli Manning. And I say this, like, with actual respect. Like, your body is more important than the first down. Like, do not get hit, even if it means, unless it's the Super Bowl, do not get hit.
All right, now, can we talk about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, but we have the same one, too. We have Mahomes at 1, Rodgers at 2.
Yeah. But I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Okay. So Aaron Rodgers, I think, has been coasting on his reputation for quite a while. Yeah.
His reputation is the best player ever, basically.
Yeah. Everybody blames it on him. But his numbers have been very underwhelming. I mean, his yards per attempt has been worse than the Vikings quarterback for like 6 years in a row. The Vikings had like Sam Bradford and Teddy Bridgewater and Kirk Cousins, and every year they blow Rodgers out of the water. Aaron Rodgers' advanced stats have been very, very bad year after year after year. And the excuse that everybody gives, because we watch him on the field and he looks incredible for individual plays, is he's being held back by Mike McCarthy. Look at the offensive geniuses like McVay and all over the league that all these other, and Andy Reid, that all these other quarterbacks are benefiting from. And here we have a possible GOAT in Aaron Rodgers, and he's being destroyed by this Mike McCarthy clown from the 1960s. And that's why Aaron Rodgers doesn't put up the numbers of his
peers.
So that's been the story. Year after
now
year.
Now he's coming back.
And you know what, Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Now
show
he
us
got rid of Mike McCarthy.
Except his body might be finished. Like, he's 36. He might not have that body. I'm not saying he's going to be bad now. I'm just saying that it is very possible that his peak is done, considering he keeps getting hurt. You mentioned.
But I'm saying it's very possible his peak's been done for four.
Yeah, it is possible. But he was injured the entire season last year. You realize that, right?
This decade.
He played hurt all year.
Yeah. 2011, when he had, you know, when they went 15-1 and he had, you know, possibly the greatest season ever for a quarterback. His CQBR plus was 144.6. That's bonkers. So 145 that year, okay? Mm-hmm. The next year, 123. That's still MVP range. 119 the next year, MVP range. 127 the next year, MVP range. In 2015, he dropped all the way to 101. So in 2015, he was barely an above-average league quarterback. And by the way, he had Mike McCarthy during those MVP years also. Mm-hmm. So we can't blame everything on McCarthy. So he had 101. Then he bounced back up to 119 in 2016. And then in 2017, he went to 109. And last year, he went down to 105. So he's gotten worse 3 years in a row. He's below the likes of, you know, like the Kirk Cousinses of the world. And it just, you know, I understand we want to blame McCarthy, but, you know, McCarthy was his coach when he was, you know, the greatest quarterback ever. Mm-hmm. So I still have Aaron Rodgers number 2, because I'm not just looking at the numbers. I'm looking at when we watch him on the field. And when we watch him on the field, you know, we see him do things that no one else can do.
Yeah.
But I just think that Aaron Rodgers, whether it's injuries or coaching or whatever it is, he hasn't put up the numbers of Drew Brees.
He's visibly getting worse. Now, it is possible with a better coach and a healthier knee that this year he can bounce back a little bit. But again, he was, by a lot of numbers, like the 12th, 13th, 14th best QB last year. Like,
yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't know. And he hasn't been, forget about top five, he hasn't been top 10 for most of the last 4 years.
He hasn't. Now, there are things he's still the best at. He's still the best at not throwing interceptions. He threw two interceptions last year in 16 games, which doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I mean, he had six more deserved interceptions that didn't happen.
Well, obviously.
But most quarterbacks have 3 or 4, so. I think, I don't know what to say. Like, is it possible that you know, he's just never going to bounce back to what he was? I think it's very possible. But he was so good that still might be the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah. Now, Patrick Mahomes, last year, in our preseason rankings, you had him 26. I had him 28.
Yeah, moved him up a little.
Yeah, we moved him up a little. Now, it wasn't because we hated Patrick
Mahomes.
No,
we never
ranked
rookies high. There was no reason to.
Yeah, we said, like, we haven't seen – he played one game his rookie season. We didn't know who he was. And let's see him do something, and we saw him do something.
Yeah, the best DVOA in the league, the best deserved yards above replacement.
And he left yards on the field on those deep balls.
50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards. Some metrics, like Pro Football Reference's adjusted net yards per attempt, he was the best ever. He had, you know, a top 10 or even best ever season by many different metrics. Yes, he had a lot of speed on the field and talent, but it wasn't like it's not like he's a lot of guys who were drafted first. Like, he made a lot of those guys. They're amazing. And I just don't know when you think about and we're not going to get to the Chiefs probably for a couple weeks, but it's hard to imagine them getting much worse this year. So I do think that they are probably the team to beat. I don't know. I don't know. I also think that it's fun because every Chiefs game is must watch. And I don't remember the last NFL team where it's like even if you don't have any fantasy players and that team is not in your team's division or conference even. And you know, particularly like you have no friends who necessarily root for the Chiefs. Like, when was the last must-watch team where every single one of their games you absolutely have to watch? Maybe the 07 Patriots.
Yeah, it's almost like a basketball thing.
Yes, yeah, it's like the Warriors a little bit, where I think every single one of their games, like even if they lose, they're going to lose 45-42.
Yeah. All right. So Mahomes number one consensus for us. Mm-hmm. Our big disagreements are you are lower than me on Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott and Mitchell Trubisky, and I'm lower than you on Andrew Luck. Can I quickly read our cumulative rankings now that I have yours? 1 to 32. Yes. All right. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Andrew Luck, Deshaun Watson, Matt Ryan, Philip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Ben Roethlisberger, Cam Newton, Kirk Cousins and Baker Mayfield tied at 13. Jared Goff, Jimmy G, Matt Stafford, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Jameis Winston, Derek Carr, Andy Dalton, Mitch Trubisky, Nick Foles, and Kyler Murray tied, which I kind of like because, you know, they're very opposite but also somewhat the same. And then Marcus Mariota, Sam Darnold, Eli Manning, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Josh Allen, Joe Flacco, and Case Keenum. Congratulations, Denver Broncos. You went from 32 to 31.
Yeah.
All right, Keith. We will be back next week with playoff teams, or teams that think they're playoff teams, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Talk to you later.